Members of the business community in Saratoga County got an update on the $2 trillion federal stimulus bill today from Congresswoman Elise Stefanik and the Small Business Administration. The conference call Wednesday was organized by the Saratoga County Prosperity Partnership. With business representatives and the county's state legislators on the line, SCPP President Shelby Schneider gave early results of a poll of local businesses, offering a brief snapshot of the local economy. Schneider said more than 230 businesses responded to the survey conducted as the COVID-19 virus spreads in New York.
59% of the businesses reported that they're at risk of closing and they're concerned how to retain and pay the workforce they still have. 41% of those surveyed say that they have already had to lay off their workforce. A majority of the businesses say that they need working capital now.
Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, whose 21st district covers a portion of Saratoga County, was on the call to detail the $2 trillion federal stimulus bill now working its way through Congress. Saying she supports the bill in its current form, Stefanik went through the numbers.
Specifically, the bill provides $130 billion for hospitals, $150 billion for state and local governments, $350 billion for small businesses that will be in the form of SBA low-interest loans, much of which will be forgiven if it's used for payroll, utilities, mortgage, or rent, 4 months of unemployment insurance, and direct payments of $1,200 per adult.
Regional Administrator for the Small Business Administration, Steve Bulger, answered questions about the SBA loans available to businesses. He acknowledged the difficulty small businesses may have experienced in trying to contact the agency about emergency funding.
We are partnering as we speak with several of the largest technology companies in the country to ramp up our capability over the coming days. So that is, we're turning to the private sector to boost us.
Bulger asked those applying for SBA loans to start working on paperwork now. He said guidance is available on the agency's website.
Before you apply, you can actually get a checklist of what documentation you're going to need, tax returns, financial information, etc.
Stefanik said independent contractors, sole proprietors, and nonprofits will be eligible for the SBA loans included in the stimulus package. She was asked about the area's farming economy as well, and how to ensure that enough migrant workers are on hand to support the industry in a time of border restrictions related to the pandemic. Stefanik pledged her support.
We're going to work directly with the Secretary of the Agriculture and Secretary of Homeland Security on this because we absolutely need to make sure that our ag workforce is here and available to get us through this challenging time. And we also, this kind of also highlights the need for overall ag visa reform to finally fix that program, which I've long advocated for.
State officials on the call included Senators Jim Todisco and Daphne Jordan, and Assembly members Mary Beth Walsh, Kerry Warner, and Dan Steck. Each shared their own ideas as state government officials seek ways to cut red tape to bring relief and benefits to small businesses and the newly unemployed. Last week, Governor Andrew Cuomo, through executive order, waived a 7-day waiting period for benefits. However, the state has seen a surge of applicants, making it difficult to manage. As an additional step, Assemblyman Steck said he wants leaders to consider removing a tax on benefits received.
In the short term, as a temporary fix, we could waive the 10% federal tax and the 2.5% state tax on unemployment benefits just to put a little more money in people's pockets.
Several of the legislators on the call said businesses are experiencing difficulty obtaining business interruption insurance coverage related to the pandemic. Senator Todisco said government interference is typically covered.
But what's been happening, this is a question we're getting right now, is the insurance companies are saying to the small businesses, well, yeah, it was government closed, but it was because of the pandemic. So we're not going to be covering the closure in many instances. So that's something we, I think, have to deal with and grapple with also those questions as we're doing the budget, and may be something the Attorney General has to weigh in on for our small businesses.
Several bills have been introduced in both houses of the New York State Legislature to provide relief during the COVID-19 crisis. For WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.